We're talking with Senator James Lankford. Senator, let's talk about some of the craziness now that we've reached 2022, an election year. Are we going to see anything much done in Washington between now and Election Day?
Yeah, the odd thing is I'm working on more defense than I'm offense on this point. It's not a matter of getting some stuff done. It's to try to keep some things that are bad getting done. Mm-hmm. What they tried to do just recently, trying to be able to literally tear down the Senate and to say they're going to change all the rules of the Senate, how it's been for 200 years, so they can try to get their way on it. It just shows you the tenacity of the far left progressives at this point, saying they just want to get what they want to get, and they want to get it right now. So right now we're trying to be able to work through some basic things. We want to protect the right to vote, everybody, not federalize all elections. We got to be able to get back to a normal way of being able to run our economy. Mm-hmm. They dumped $2 trillion into the economy last year, which led to all this inflation, all these supply chain issues are all a direct result of that vote from last March. And so we've got to be able to get us some kind of normalcy on our supply chain again and to be able to try to balance some things out. It's not just COVID. They're making a bad situation worse with what they're passing. So we're trying to be able to put a stop to those things. And then we still got to get our budget work done. Oddly enough, Senator Schumer has only brought up 3 of the 12 appropriation bills. We have 9 bills that have to be done on appropriations that were due September the 30th last year, and they're still not done. In fact, he still didn't have a good plan to get them done. And so to try to work through all those basic processes still needs to be finished out this year.
Guess what? February 18th is a big day as far as budget is concerned.
Yeah, there's several dates that are coming up. One is actually next week when it comes up, and Schumer's already said he's just going to do nominations, and so he's not even trying to make forward progress on some of the appropriation bills. Now we have a Supreme Court justice in the middle of the conversation in the Senate as well. That'll occupy a lot of the time the next 4 months.
Dangerous world right now. A lot of things going on. I know that you're watching that as well.
Yeah, it is. It is. And there's 2 big issues. One everybody's talking about, which is Russia and Ukraine. The other one is China and Taiwan. We think about just how much is going on with China right now. They continue to saber rattle with Taiwan. If we have a major shift in policy in China, that affects all of us in ag country with all the exports that are going east. But it also has a pretty dramatic effect on our national security as well. So there's it is an unstable world right now. And my fear is that a lot of folks watch President Biden, how he handled Afghanistan, and they think now's the vulnerable moment for Americans, and now's the time to be able to move. I hope that is not true. They don't test American resolve in this. We shouldn't be putting troops on the ground in Ukraine. People have asked me that. Should we be sending troops? No, we shouldn't. This is a battle between Ukraine and Russia, but we should be helping free people actually be able to protect their own freedom. So it's sending them supplies, sending them support, providing them intelligence, and the movements of the Russians around them will help them protect themselves.
You mentioned supply chain. Obviously, pandemic is still really not truly over as of yet. One of the problems we've had on again and off again and now on again for the cattle industry, for the beef industry, enough workers for our meat processing plants. And that's caused a lot of problems right on back to the cattle producer.
Yeah, it's a really big issue, actually, is a labor issue. It doesn't matter where I go anywhere in the state, and I've traveled around the state a lot this week. Everywhere I go, everyone's talking about labor issues and trying to get enough people to be able to get to work, whether it's in the fields or whether it's in manufacturing. We have a real shortage of labor. And so for us, this is a couple things. One is there are a lot of folks that were working before the pandemic. They decided, no, I'm going to stay home. Maybe they're a 2-income family and they've determined it's hard to get child care now, and so I'm just going to be able to stay home. And their family's refiguring out how to do that. This is probably going to be a long-term thing for them. So in many ways, we'll have less labor for a while, and it could be for quite a while. If only 2 or 3% of Americans decide, nah, I'm going to go ahead and stay home on that instead of actually being in the workplace, that's a big difference of the amount of labor that's happening all around the country. So it does make a difference for us on that. That's one. The second issue is there's a lot of work to be had because a lot of people are spending money, so they're wanting to buy more now, and that puts a lot of pressure on everybody on upward wages, where somebody that used to make $12 an hour will now say, well, I can go somewhere and make $16 an hour. I can go somewhere and make $18 an hour now. And so it's pushing every single labor market to try to go compete for labor.
Mentioned it's election year 2022. You've obviously got a race that you'll be involved in. But the bigger picture for the U.S. Senate, we're hearing a lot of talk about the House. Very possibly we'll go GOP. What about the Senate?
Yeah, I do think we do win the House, and I think we win it by several seats. The GOP in the Senate's a tougher issue. Right now, as you know, I'm up for one of these, but there's 34 seats that are up for election this year. 20 of those are Republican seats. 14 of those are Democrat seats. It's a 50-50 Senate right now, so to be able to win the Senate back, we've got to win all 20 of the seats that we're currently in, pick up at least one of those Democrat seats. Not impossible to do. quite frankly, Joe Biden's our best campaigner right now, but it's still tough to do.
So, end of the day, as far as you know, where we are right now, as you travel back and forth between Oklahoma and our nation's capital, you know, what is the attitude of people? In other words, you talk to a lot of your colleagues, and I'm sure you have some fairly frank conversations about what they're hearing as well.
I do. Yeah, some very frank conversations, which is good. We were able to be very, very blunt with people that work with in the Senate and say, let's not just horse around. Let's get to the point on it. The key thing that I hear over and over again is we've got to be able to do something in the economy right now. 7% inflation we've not seen since 1982. Literally half the population in the country has never seen 7% inflation in their lifetime. But for those of us that do remember Jimmy Carter, we remember full well what that was like. And so right now, that's a big issue. Democrats say the solution to that is just spend more money from the federal side. Our response is that's actually what's caused the problem. You're pouring gasoline on a fire. We got to be able to pull that back. So a lot of good dialogue on this. And currently, we've pulled them back enough that they're not dumping more gas on the fire at this point. And so hopefully we can get to some normalcy back here in the economy in the days ahead.